and we're talking about an entity that is supposedly anti-police. I hope it's not Black Lives Matter, because this is what Black Lives Matter said. They said Black activists have raised the call for an end to violence, not an escalation of it. Yesterday's attack was the result of the actions of a lone gunman. To assign the actions of one person to an entire movement is dangerous and irresponsible. And to that end, I stand with them
in
solidarity.
Were you here in Ferguson? Did you see the way the Black Lives Matter protests?
So what I think is very important is for you to understand, just like there are rogue cops who shoot Black people for sport, there are rogue protesters.
That's the most offensive thing I've ever heard on this network.
No, well, you know what's more offensive than that to me is that is you calling an organization
we're mounting heads
that
on the wall. That's what law enforcement is
about. Angela, do you think
about.
It's inflammatory to say that police officers shoot Black people for sport?
No, I don't. I think that is exactly how I feel. And when you look across this country at the data, when you look at why these folks in the streets are angry, we have been saying this for years.
It's because of that rhetoric.
We've been saying
you're the one fomenting the violence that resulted in cops'
Sir,
deaths last night.
Let me finish my
shame
point.
On
you.
Shame on you.
Why don't you be quiet? Why don't you listen? You're so arrogant. You can't even hear.
You're saying the same things that led to murders last night. That's why I'm not.
And you know what? I'm not going to be. The blood is not on my hands for telling the truth. There have been lynch mobs for decades. There have been killings for decades that we have been told we lied about before there was videotape and audio tape. And conveniently, during Alton Sterling's cold-hearted murder the other day, body cameras fell off.